Writer Jenny Robin Jones, like so many people, was always fascinated by the United States. Just the idea of it intrigued her. And like anyone who's ever passed through the country, you soon discover there are so many states of America, figuratively and literally. So she decided to pick just one and maybe draw some conclusions from it. And the one she picked was New Mexico.
It was in the town of Griffin. The year was 83. It was there an old cowpuncher stepped up and said to me, "How do you do, young fellow, and how would you like to go and spend a pleasant summer out in New Mexico?"
Jenny Robin Jones's time in New Mexico was the basis of a new book, Love America, on the trail of writers and artists in New Mexico. And Jenny joins us now. Hi, Jenny.
Hi.
So first, what was so fascinating to you about America? I mean, I guess right back when you were a kid, I suppose.
Well, of course, yes, America's always loomed fairly large. I was brought up in England, and I grew up with a number of prejudices that I didn't realise were prejudices when I was a kid. You know, like we used to play cowboys and Indians a lot, and of course the cowboys were always the good guys. The Indians had to be beaten. And that sort of thing, and I'd never really re-examined those things. Then, more recently, I found it difficult coping with the fact that America is such a powerful country and has such a big effect on my life and lives of New Zealanders and everybody around the world. And often I didn't feel happy about what was happening there or how it was affecting us.
You have a phrase that you use early on in the book where you talk about Americans' missionary zeal and the idea that often they seem to have the idea that they know better and they will bully people into sort of going that way.
Yes.
I mean, was that your feeling at the time or is that something...
Well, there has been a lot of that. I mean, I sort of feel there are two sides to it that can come out in a bullying way, out of that sense of superiority and power. But there's also an element of very sincere idealism and a desire to help make the world a better place, you know, which came out particularly after the Second World War. One of the things about my visit to New Mexico was that I went to a small town which had been the centre of a writers and artists colony for many years. It was in about the 1920s it began. And the people who went there were very much, you know, they were thinkers and they felt there was too much emphasis on the individual in America at the time and on materialism. And so they were looking for examples of different ways to live and they were wanting to sort of express this in their art and their writing.
Was it that group in particular that inspired you to think about writing this book?
Yes, it was this visit. I mean, it's kind of strange in a way to think of going to this vast country and then this tiny little part of it, you know, a tiny little part of New Mexico, which is a state which isn't often in the news. But I stayed at the house that had been the centre of this writers and artists colony, and that had gone over for decades. And it was quite a luminous experience staying where these other writers like D.H. Lawrence and Willa Cather and Georgia O'Keeffe had lived and stayed and written.
Who was the first one to go there? I mean, it seems such an odd thing to do, to pick one of the most obscure of American states and say, let's go to the middle of that.
Well, there was a woman called Mabel Dodge Lewin, who was a wealthy heiress, and she... was quite a troubled person in many ways, but she had a genius for attracting people around her, movers and shakers. And she'd had some experience of this in Europe and New York. She came from New York. And she had just got into her third marriage, which wasn't going very well. And her husband had gone down to New Mexico. And then he wrote to her and said, do you want a mission in life? Come and save the Indians. And so anyway, she went down there and then she went, first of all, Santa Fe and then over to Taos. And she just fell in love with it. The Native Americans fascinated her, their culture, and she felt that they had a lot to offer Western Americans. And the geology of the country, which is extremely dramatic, and there's a wonderful light there. There's no moisture in it, apparently, and so it gives this amazing reflection of the landscape. She stationed herself there, built a place out of adobe, and one of the first things she did was to invite D.H. Lawrence.
I'm trying to put D.H. Lawrence there, but I mean, he was there for a long time, wasn't he? Or seemed to be there for a while.
Yes, and he went there, and he went down to New Mexico and then came back to Taos and so on, and he had a sort of on-again, off-again relationship with Mabel. She wanted him to write her biography, but that didn't work out.
It's not his sort
but
of thing.
The reason he went there was he was very disillusioned after the First World War.
As were so many English writers. Yeah.
Yes, and he felt that it hadn't achieved anything, and he felt that there was far too much emphasis on the individual as well. And so he started off on a voyage round the New World, which included Australia, and she wrote to him and said, why don't you come here and write about America, and you're the person who can do it. And so it was perfect timing for him.
I can't help thinking that he was going to the wrong place. I mean, you don't get any more rugged and individual than the cowboys of New Mexico. So that was clearly a different thing that he was looking at.
Yes, I don't know that he was mixing with the cowboys that much.
When you first went there, what was your first impression visually of New Mexico when you arrived there? I mean, what's it like? Is it flat? Is it mountainous? Is it...
Well, it's both. There's huge amounts of flat desert just covered with sage and cotton brush, and then there are these amazing very ancient landforms that rise sort of sheer out of the desert.
Are these mesas?
Yes, that's right.
Right.
Yes. Yes.
Again, my youth watching cowboy movies is...
Yes, you've seen it.
I think I have seen that. Yeah, I had no idea it was New Mexico, though. Wow.
Yes.
That's interesting.
And some of the tribes, Native American tribes, built right on top of the mesa, which, you know, gave them great protection.
It's the centre of the Navajo people, isn't it? And the Pueblos and...
Yes, yes. And Taos itself, there's a Pueblo there which is the oldest inhabited one, I think. It's well over 1,000 years old. And the people are still living there, although it's a World Heritage Site. And so in order to have that classification, they weren't allowed to use running water or electricity because it had to be as it was.
As it was, that's right.
So what's happened is this: I think there's about 150 of them live in it, and then others live around, and you can go and visit it.
So there you are in New Mexico. And are you writing at that stage, or are you going to save that for later? I mean, how did it work?
No, I mean, really, it was going to be a holiday, you know. But I had this time there where I felt as if I was on a literary pilgrimage, and I was finding out that there was this writer and that writer and so on connected with it. And so by the end of my little time there, I was sort of totally on fire, you know. It was a real moment of travel that I'd had, and then suddenly it was all over. So when I came back, I had all these questions in my mind of things that I didn't know the answers to. And I mean, I'd had a very shallow experience in a way, but it was the basis for an exploration that continued for a couple of years. So I read books by the writers, I studied the works of the artists and so on, and I, you know, and then I found all these linkages between all these people and their work and the country and the history and so on. So I just got more and more fascinated, and then after a while I started to realise that there was actually a shape there for a book. So then I thought, oh well, I'll toy with the idea of a book, you know.
And you called it Love America. Why did you call it Love America?
Well, you know, I suppose it relates to my original reason for wanting to go there, which was hoping to get a sense of connection with the people and with the country that went beyond what I got in the daily news. And so to develop a feeling of love for America, you know. I mean, I actually had the same thing going for me with Russia at the time. And I went to Russia the following year. And I was going to write a book about them both, and it was going to be called Love Russia, Love America, Love Russia, you see. But then I realised, with the help of Linda Castles, my publisher, that actually there was enough for a book in just Love America.
It's been a fascinating time for everybody not in America for the last 3 or 4 years, just looking at how diverse, not in a good way, America has been. I mean, they seem to be at war with themselves easily as much as they were, you know, 200 years ago, 150 years ago in the Civil War. What was your experience when you were in New Mexico? Did it feel as hostile to each other and sort of, you know, so much civil unrest between them, or did it not?
No, it didn't. It didn't. I mean, there has been a lot of tension between the descendants of the conquistadors and Native Americans, but there've been quite a lot of conciliatory things going on, you know, where the two cultures have started listening much more to each other. And there is a lot of sort of goodwill in America, I think, and it can get submerged at times. And of course, you can get leaders who bring out the worst in people and build up the divisions. And I think I get the feeling that a lot of people now in America really feel the time's come to start looking away from all those divisions.
That's Jenny Robin Jones. Her book, Love America, On the Trail of Writers and Artists in New Mexico, is published by Calico Publishing.